Thank you for joining us with Start With 7. We start every weekday with 7 minutes alone with God. We hope you'll find a place in a time where you can be alone and still and focused. If you're able, we hope you have a Bible in your hand. And we want to spend a few minutes fixing our thoughts on the greatness of God. So the next 7 minutes, we'll have some guided time through a verse of Scripture, some prayer time, and then some opportunities to follow up with next steps in your devotional pursuit of the Lord. So let's begin. Start with 7 today. Take a moment to be still and silent. Remove any distractions. Begin to meditate, fixing your thoughts on the greatness of God. In your stillness, maybe some very real things in your life have come into your mind that would distract you from spending time alone with God. Why don't you say, God, I choose to leave these things with you for a moment, begin to fix my thoughts only on you. Scripture is the foundation for our meditation. God gave us a gift by His grace to give us His words so that we would know who He is and how He works and how we live in response to Him. So we're taking the Bible, God's Word, we're reading through it, and we're stopping and pausing and reflecting and meditating on what God was saying in His Word then and now. And then we pray these things back into our life, back to the Lord. We're through the Psalms together. We're in Psalm 132 today, continuing in verse 6. If you have a Bible in hand, that would be ideal. If not, I'll read it for you. The writer of the Psalm is continuing the calling of David, reflecting on it. And they said, verse 6, we heard it in Ephrathah. We came upon it in the fields of Jaar. Let us go to his dwelling place. Let us worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, and come to your resting place, you and the ark of your might. They heard about this place that had been prepared for them to worship the Lord. Of course, this is Old Testament, before the Spirit's given, before the Spirit of God makes us a temple of the Holy Spirit upon our salvation in Jesus. We don't have a primary sacred space where God lives, but David was building a temple for people to go and worship the Lord, and this is where his Spirit was dwelling before Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection and ascension into heaven. And so, David fulfilled his calling, and it caused other people to worship the Lord. Part of your calling in life, it'll be different for you than it is for other people, but the goal of all of it would be that people would begin worshiping God who are not yet worshiping God. David was called to find a place for the temple to be built, and when it was finally built, people were worshiping the Lord. Our goal of giving, of community, of discipleship, of evangelism, of all that we do, is that more people would worship the Lord. Maybe today your prayer could be, God, would you use me, my purpose, my serving, my giving, anything you've called me to do, would you use me to help people know you so that people who are not worshiping you today will soon become worshipers of Jesus? Verse 9 says, may your priests be clothed with righteousness. May your priests be clothed with righteousness. The priests of the Lord were to live righteously before God as an example for all the people. And now in the New Testament, we are called the priesthood of the believer. Like all of us have been called to represent the Lord and to live righteously before the world as an example for people of what Jesus does with the life, that he takes us from being unrighteous sinners separated from God, and he makes us righteous and holy in his sight. This is what Jesus does. Maybe today would be a good day for you to search your heart and say, God, am I living righteously before you? Is there an arena of my life that I have reserved for my own leadership that I need to confess and repent of and turn over to you Am I living righteously before you, God? May your priests be clothed with righteousness. May your saints sing for joy. May your saints sing for joy. That's me, that's you, that's us. We're called saints. In heaven, God has made us saints, not by our works. We haven't earned our sainthood. Jesus, by his grace, made us saints, made us righteous in the sight of God. May your saints sing for joy. This is part of who we are now. We're actually people who are filled with joy because we're aware that God has made us righteous in his sight. It's cause for joy. We, the followers of Jesus, should be filled with joy. It doesn't mean that life is always easy or always happy, but we have this deeper, abiding joy that overarches, supersedes everything else in our life. Maybe today we'd say, God, would you help me have joy? Would I sense it? Would I know it? Would I be reminded of the reasons for my joy? Would I have joy? Verse 10, for the sake of David, your servant, do not reject your anointed one. God, because you have saved and separated and brought me to yourself and made me a saint, thank you that you will not reject me. You've accepted me because of Jesus, because of the promise you made, the covenant you made with me. Thank you that you have accepted me, made me righteous in your sight, and you will not reject me. This is the promise of the gospel. Let's pray these verses together now. God, thank you that you can use us, our purpose, to lead people to become worshipers of you. And I pray that our goal, our prayer, our hope, our purpose for living would be that people in our life would become worshipers of you who do not yet worship you, Jesus. I pray that we would live righteously before you. I pray that we would be filled with joy, and I pray that we would be reminded that you've accepted us and you will not reject us, all because of the grace and the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray all this in your name, Jesus. Amen. Thanks for joining us for Start with 7. My name is Jason Shepherd, and I enjoy spending time with people as we're pursuing loving Jesus more, knowing his word, living our life for him. We hope that Start with 7 is a start that you will spend even more time with God throughout your day. There's a link attached here where you can find more resources for reading your Bible, growing in your faith, understanding who God is more, and sharing him with other people. We look forward to joining this journey with you together. Have a great day.